The motto of The Splendid Table is the radio show for people that love to eat. Every week, host Lynn Rossetto Casper and her guests do their best to make stomachs rumble, mouths water, and imaginations race over new recipes and ways to brighten up a meal. The Splendid Table will join this station's weekend lineup starting on Saturday, and they gave me a chance to talk with Lynn Rossetto Casper about the show.
We're a show that looks at food from just about every imaginable angle. Actual cooking, humor, politics, science, about the environment. And what you hear are generally interviews with people from all kinds of backgrounds. For instance, I think the first show you folks are going to be hearing, we're going to be interviewing Michael Moss, who has written the book Salt, Sugar, Fat. And he's a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist with the New York Times. And he's done a book where he spent a great deal of time with executives from the food industry. And he looks at how supposedly the food industry uses these three elements, which are extraordinarily appealing to we humans, in ways that make us want to have more of what they're selling. You know, the secret behind why we can't resist fast food. So there's something that's about what we're dealing with day to day, you know, which of course ties into the obesity epidemic and our concerns over our health. But then we have, on the flip side, Ted Allen, you know, who's the host of Chopped, it's on the Food Network. Ted talks about how to get out of food ruts. Ted cooks all the time. But the other thing is, Ted is surrounded by some of the best chefs and food minds in the country. And he has some dynamite ideas of tricks you can use to start yourself thinking down different paths. And again, whether you cook or not, it's kind of ways to get some variety into your life. And this is one of the things that's so interesting about doing. We've done this show for 18 years. When we first started the show, we talked about local, sustainable, and organic. And we always had to explain it. I don't have to explain it anymore when I mention it on the air.
That's true.
There you go.
Have you seen a big change in the way that Americans sort of relate to food and the growth of food culture over these 18 years?
It's huge, Mark. It is huge. The different, not just the awareness of where our food comes from, but it's sort of now, if you're smart, you know, if you have any savvy about where you live, the culture you're in the middle of, you have some sense of food. Now, I have to qualify this. First of all, my anecdotal figure is something like this. 60% of the people who listen to this show and are fans of it have no intention of walking into a kitchen under their own volition. And that's really wonderful to me, because the point here is that what we've discovered is food is far more than cooking. Don't misunderstand me. I think it would be wonderful if everyone cooked their own food and fed themselves. But we're looking at food now in very different ways. It used to be food history books, you know, you'd write one and five relatives would buy it and a couple of libraries, and then it would be gone. And today, I mean, several years back, we had a book on the history of a fish, cod, on the New York Times bestseller list for I don't know how long. This book, Salt, Sugar, Fat, which is a critical look at our food and why we're drawn to it and what this all means in terms of the science and the methods of marketing. This is on the bestseller list. Wouldn't have happened 20 years ago.
Here in Tucson, we're really lucky to be a crossroads for a lot of different things and a lot of different cultures. And we have an amazing array of restaurants here. But what, when you think of this region of the country, Lynn, do you have any dishes that come to mind or anything that you, get excited about in terms of Southwest cooking?
Oh, my. I have to confess, I've spent some time in Arizona and want to spend a lot more. Because we lived in Denver for a period of time, I spent a fair amount of time in New Mexico. And what I think is the thing I think of is at times the utter simplicity of the food. But when you talk about this idea of eating local, you know, which has a lot of threads to it, you know, supporting an economy, supporting local manufacturers, all of that. But the other thing is that I always think of the Southwest and the aliveness of the food. when I eat in these little places, you know, where the tamales are being made by hand, the masa is, you know, even sometimes being done from complete scratch, there is a vitality. And, you know, lunch may be $5, but I think of it as this incredible vitality. And it's such a lean environment. You know, this isn't Arizona and New Mexico and Texas. This is not land that's lush and green. This is land where anything that grows struggles. And there are very intense flavors that come out of that. Never mind the fact that I will do anything for a good chili, you know, whether it be the dish or the pepper.
Yeah.
And the idea of really wonderful handmade taco, oh, enough to just make you swoon.
The Splendid Table with host Lynn Rossetto Casper has joined the NPR 89.1 weekend schedule, Saturdays at 1 p.m. You can also find lots of recipes and more foodie excitement on the Splendid Table webpage at splendidtable.org.